This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline: Navajo Nation and EPA collaborate to clean up contaminated soil from uranium mining. On Tuesday, May 1st, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, announced that they will clean up contaminated soil from past uranium mining at five residential sites on Navajo land. The contamination comes from the Church Rock mining site, which was allowed to sit exposed for 25 years. The Church Rock mine is located near Gallup, New Mexico. It was operated by United Nuclear Corporation from 1967 to 1982. During this time, there were regular discharges of wastewater into the surrounding arroyos. On July 16, 1979, the mill dam burst and released an estimated 94 million gallons of acidic radioactive wastewater into the pipeline arroyo. This spill released the largest volume of low-level radioactive waste in U.S. history. In October 2003, a host of organizations and government agencies, including the Church Rock Chapter, Southwest Research and Information Center of Albuquerque, New Mexico Environmental Department, U.S. EPA, Navajo Nation EPA, Navajo Nation Abandoned Mine Lands Program, Navajo Nation Water Resources Department, and Dene College conducted a series of sampling activities that included the Church Rock site. The results confirmed that radiological contamination to Navajo residential properties required immediate mitigation. In a recent press release, Navajo President Joe Shirley Jr. praised Navajo EPA for their persistent work since 2003 to persuade U.S. EPA of the need for this cleanup. They continue working to ensure that the land and home sites are restored to harmony in the traditional Navajo way. President Shirley said, quote, "The U.S. EPA and the Navajo Nation EPA are working together to ensure that personal and cultural needs of the affected residents are properly addressed," end quote. Based on elevated levels of radium, EPA will remove the soil surrounding five homes to a depth of 6 inches. EPA will also check within the homes to remove contaminated dust or infrastructure. During the cleanup, residents will be moved to a hotel. Exposure to elevated levels of radium may cause fractured teeth, bone and other cancers, cataracts, and anemia. Cleanup at the residential sites is estimated to cost over $2 million. U.S. EPA has ordered United Nuclear to pay $900,000 for the disposal of the soil off Navajo lands. U.S. EPA will cover the remainder and seek reimbursement from United Nuclear. Navajo EPA is concerned that the mine site itself has not been cleaned up, which may allow the residential areas to be contaminated again. Currently, two underground mine shafts, a pile of uranium mined waste material, several unlined surface ponds, and buried waste remain. One home is located only 786 feet from an abandoned waste pile. U.S. EPA has committed to having the entire site cleaned up within the year. In addition to the Church Rock site, 1,300 abandoned uranium mines have been identified across the reservation by Navajo officials and the federal government. They are currently prioritizing 40 of these sites for cleanup. President Shirley said, quote, "We stood alone up against large uranium development corporations for the longest time, and the Navajo Nation's EPA's persistence and advocacy for our safety, our culture, and our sovereignty is finally paying off," end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about these or other nuclear safety issues, please visit our webpage at nuclearactive.org.